Salutations! Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks. Better than the best, you know? Today, we're going to talk about traveling wishcraft. Traveling wishcraft. Since I did a recent episode about hockey, our neighbors to the north, welcome to Manitoba, we're right next to Saskatchewan, Any Canadians want to correct me on my geography, nevillemindtricks@gmail.com. Or say hi on Instagram. Traveling wishcraft. So anyway, I got sidetracked talking about our neighbors to the north that want to talk about basketball today. Mostly traveling. As you know, traveling could be a part of basketball. You don't see a lot of that penalty being called, but it is there. Oh, when was this? Sunday. I'm from Denver. My formative years were spent in Denver. Therefore, I love all Denver sports teams. So, Denver Nuggets are in the NBA Finals. The Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup. Hockey. Last year, so pretty good time for Denver fans, but they lost. Yeah, that's all of the above. So I watched a show. There's like a I think it's like a best of 50 series. So I think basketball will be going on until football's here anyway, so it doesn't really matter too much. So they lost. So I wanted to watch something to take my mind off of my temporary self-imposed misery. At least I'm poking fun at myself. And I found an interesting murder show. And so I started watching it. Barbara loves these shows too, so we watch them. It's her guilty pleasure. Feel free to judge me, nevillemindtricks@gmail.com, blah, blah, blah. I know everyone has their opinions on that, but that's her thing. We don't watch them as much as we used to, but every once in a while we'll catch an episode. So this particular lady has to be the graduate of some SP program. Either that or she was herself an SP coach. All of the above. It was pretty bad. So these shows are about women that commit crimes that cause other folks to be deceased. And what happened with this one is there is this gentleman. Let's call him Bob. Bob sounds like a fun name to talk about. Shout out and bonus points if your name is Bob. So Bob was a tall guy. He was a business owner. And he used to go to a neighboring town. It's a small town area. I don't know how close a neighboring town was. But he went there a couple few times a month. And to do some business. And he came across this woman. They tried to do business, but it just didn't work out. However, I do think they ended up doing some kind of business. Which, you know. Yeah, I got a little standing ovation, but not so much, and especially how we know how this might end. So this guy was married So I don't know if it was his guilt, his consciousness that got to him, but they ended the little fling, the affair that they had. So Bob thought that was it. And this woman he was having an affair with, let's say her name was Helen. Helen just sounds like a fun name to say. All right, so Helen, again, I'm thinking she's either an SP queen or got signed up in some of these SP programs that you'll see out there or that have been out there. So she had the kind of job that was somewhat mobile. She switched companies, but the type of job is always in demand. So she found the job in the town, in the nearby town that Bob lived in, and started stalking Bob's wife. And so Bob had a conversation with Helen and say, "Hey, I know we kind of had our thing, but that's over now. I'm married. I think they had a child. And, you know, it's over. If you moved here, that's great. Do your thing. But we're not on that level anymore." And then apparently it didn't help. It escalated. Helen would go to the grocery store when Bob was at the grocery store. Helen joined Bob's church. And so virtually, Helen was stalking Bob. And at church, a young lady, let's say Pam, befriended Helen. And Pam noticed that Helen spent more time trying to look at and gain the attention of Bob than she did to the actual church service. But Pam wanted to be nice. She said, "Helen just moved to this town. She's a new member of the congregation," and wanted her to feel welcome. Probably wanted her to keep that tithe coming in, if you know what I'm talking about. Any churchgoers may or may not know what I'm talking about, but it is what it is. And one day, Pam went over to Helen's house. I don't know if they were just having a girls' night or just talking or a Bible study. And she noticed a particular part of Helen's house. She had, they called it something different, but it sounded like a vision board. So it was a vision board with a bunch of pictures of Bob. I don't know if she got this from the newspaper, because again, Bob owned a business and was very well known in this small town. So I don't know if she got it from the newspaper clippings or how close they got. Maybe had some pictures of him doing things, or who knows. But she had all these things. She had like circles and writing on these pictures about how that was the guy. And then Pam saw this and said, Helen, this isn't really something you should be doing. Bob is a married man." But Helen didn't care. Helen said, "God told me that him and I were meant to be together. He's my SP. Oh, he's my SP. You ever heard that one before? So, I don't know what happened with the relationship between Pam and Helen, but Helen's love for Bob didn't seem to wane. It seemed to get stronger and stronger. And then, unfortunately, Bob was found deceased one day And long story short, they found out that it was Helen that did the dirty deed. Wishcraft. All that SP nonsense is sorcery. Nonsense. I've said it before. I said it again. This was the prime, primo example. All the names were made up because I don't remember the real names. But so you have Bob. Bob the businessman decided to do some hanky-panky, stray away from his marriage. He was a tall guy, successful business owner, well-known, but he was married. And Helen fell in love with him. He's my SP. Got obsessed with him and ended up doing the unthinkable. Now, the reason they kind of knew it was Helen, I'm sure they would have eventually found out, but Bob's widow found a photograph of Bob with their son. And on the back of the photograph, there was a handwritten note that said, "My husband and his son." My husband and his son. Obviously not something that his wife would write, because if his wife did write it, everyone would probably know, yeah, that's my husband. So maybe she would have just put Bob and little Bob, Bob and Bob Jr., you know, whatever. So they did a little bit of handwriting analysis. Then they did a warrant. They got a warrant to search Helen's home. And they found that she actually made wedding invitations. She made wedding invitations for her and Bob. Now, as Neville would say, if that is not the height of insanity. That's why I tell you to avoid the barnyard algorithm. Barnyard algorithm. Just a bunch of ballyhoo nonsense. But you got your classic. Helen did her scripting. She wrote down on the back of that picture. And who knows what was going on in her head. She probably had some affirmations. She had a vision board with all these pictures. And I'm sure one of these dorks would be like, well, the reason they didn't get together is that there wasn't a picture of her and Bob. It was just pictures of Bob. That's what it was. Would there have been a right way for her, for Helen to have gotten with Bob? Maybe. I don't know. It's possible. I think Helen was in her mid-40s when this all happened. Bob was 49, late 40s. But again, he was married and had a family. He just straight away did some nonsense ballyhoo. So again, I'm not saying he brought it upon himself, but he sure exposed himself to a weird situation. And that seems to be the age where women get really crazy. It used to be 25. Like once a woman hit 25, it was poor next schlup that got around her because she wouldn't want to marry him and have a family. Could be the reason for the high divorce rate up until now. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But now it seems like women seem to be doing more ballyhoo and nonsense till mid-30s or even later. Like in this woman's case, 35, had a interesting job, and I think she had a couple dogs, because that's what these women do. So there's a right way to do things, and there's, as you saw in this example, probably not the best right way, and you know it's not the right way because of the outcome in this situation. All right, traveling. Neville mentions, I'm not sure what lecture he mentions this in, but I know he mentioned it at least once, that whenever he traveled with two books, which I'm sure you could guess at least one of them. The first is, yep, you guessed it, the Holy Bible. And the second is the complete works of William Blake. The Holy Bible and the complete works of William Blake, which I personally am recommending that you do that, or a variation thereof. I get it, not everyone is into the Bible. I've talked to people of different religions that aren't really Christians. So I get it. I understand. But maybe your religious book, if you have one, if you are religious. And then Neville, the complete works of Neville. If you have a smartphone, you probably have that because you could find everything online for free in the public domain, which again, why you don't need some bass pucker who read half an article and acts like they're an expert to teach you how to manifest or tell you what Neville was really trying to say, because Neville told you what he said. You don't need to have it filtered through somebody with a room temperature IQ, not old enough to have any life experience, someone who gets success only because they exchange it for sexual favors, and so on and so forth and so forth. Stick to the Bible, stick to the works of Neville, and until next time, remember, dream better than the best, you know?